portion of our agenda. And so Amanda knew she's going to be called on immediately, so she's already taken the seat. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Chair Malkin. I'm happy to be here today to present for approval of a philanthropic naming opportunity of a residence hall, which will be determined at a later date, in honor of a generous gift of $2 million by the Tincture Charitable Foundation to honor the legacy of Robert and Mary Tincture and their deep passion for WKU. This gift will establish two new endowed housing scholarship funds, one with a preference for students who are graduates of Bowling Green or Warren County High Schools, and the other to support Lady Topper athletes. Robert was a 1952 graduate of WKU and a World War II veteran. He played basketball for the legendary coach, Ed Diddle. He was originally from Beattyville, Kentucky, and was the CEO of Monarch Environmental for 25 years. Robert passed away in 2009. Mary was a 1949 graduate, and she hailed from Fulton, Kentucky. She spent many years working for Western Kentucky Gas Company and the Bowling Green Parks and Recreation Department before joining her husband as an owner at Monarch Environmental. She passed in 2018. The Tincture's gifts to WKU began in 1976. They supported myriad funds across campus, including scholarships, the Hilltopper Athletic Foundation, Lady Topper Basketball, and WKYU. That philanthropy has continued through their namesake foundation created prior to their passing. The Tincture Charitable Foundation, represented today here by two of their current board members, Joe Bill Campbell, who is a former member of this Board of Regents, and Vera Murphy, made an initial commitment of $1 million to WKU in 2019 to support an endowed scholarship fund for deserving students on the Hill. As many of you probably know by now, their generosity spans well beyond WKU, and they have awarded millions of dollars in grants to organizations such as the Med Center Health Foundation, Sky CTC, and the Boys and Girls Club, leaving a lasting legacy on our community, just as Robert and Mary would have wished. This new $2 million commitment, there's no better way to recognize the Tincture's longstanding support of WKU than by naming a residence hall on our campus in their honor.
So, what amazing news from two amazing people who just love this university. I want to thank both Joe Bill and Vera for being here. Joe Bill was also chair of the Board of Regents as well, and so thank you for your continued support of our university. And on a personal note, I knew Mr. Tincture in a way that was unusual in that when I was a graduate student here, I worked at Andrew's Restaurant, and on occasion they would make their way over to Andrew's in the afternoon, the Monarch folks. And Mr. Tincture was generous then too. There were times when I was just hoping to get another a hamburger because I cooked five meals tableside, and he was generous with everyone at Andrew's in a way that touched me. It wasn't philanthropy, but he was a good tipper, and I was thankful for it when I saw him coming our way, as were a lot of the other folks at the restaurant. But what an incredible legacy for our community, and the support of folks from the region, also those who make their way through community college as well. And so that will be a preference there, that if you've come through Sky CTC and you come to campus at WKU, they're going to help support those folks having a residential experience, which is really important for their social, emotional development. So some wonderful news for the university. We'll figure out which residence hall in due time, but this is going to be a wonderful gift and remembrance of their investment in the university and love of WKU.
Thank you all both. I think we may have a check to present. So this is cash. That's pretty good. Do you all want to join the chair and me and Amanda? And say anything you want. I mean...
listen, what this university has meant to me personally and my family, I was telling them I learned to swim in the swimming pool next to the little arena, which was a library. I don't know what it is now. but I love this university. You have great leadership here. I know this fellow for many, many years. And Bob and Mary Tincher were two of the most generous people I've ever known. They were clients of mine for about 40 years when I was a lawyer. And they loved this community, and they didn't have any children, and they considered this community to be their family. So we, as a foundation, Vera is our president, and I serve as a director and as general counsel for the corporation. We have this year made some rather large donations, and I'm pleased, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, to present a check for $2 million payable to the College Heights Foundation on behalf of the Robert and Mary Tincher Charitable Foundation.
How many days you get to hold a $2 million check, but it's not about the money, it's about the lives this will change.
Oh, yes.
So for that, thank you. We're going to have a signing ceremony right after the meeting, so stick around, and maybe the rest of the board can get a photograph as well.
Sure.
And also to the College Heights Foundation, thank you for your work at facilitating and stewarding our donors. And the philanthropy, thank you for wherever Amanda is, there she is, for building and stewarding those relationships. Just a tremendous, tremendous institution-changing gift. And our Student Life Foundation folks are very excited as well. Right, Martha?
Yes.
What a nice affair.
You don't need to approve it.
Oh, that's right.
We need to approve it.
I think that was supposed to happen before that happened, but it's all good.
I don't think I'm not guessing there's a problem with that. So,
well, I guess for the record, we do need a motion. Regent Dennison has made the motion. Do I have a second? Regent Thomas, have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign, and motion carries. Thank you again so much. President said words can't express what an impact this is going to have on a lot of people, and something that will be felt for years to come. So it's just one of those continuing gifts. All right. The next item on the agenda is the proposed 2025 meeting schedule. I think everybody has been presented with a copy of this. This is just for discussion today. Does anybody have any comments or likes or dislikes?
Well, I was going to, so the first one is going to be committee and quarterly on the same day?
Correct.
Okay.
And then the May 8th, of course, will just be committee, and then there's a special call meeting, then the November will be committee only, and December quarterly meeting. Anybody have any comments about this? I mean, do you like it?
Is there any concern about longevity of the meetings? Will they, since you add them together, would they be 2 or 3 hours long versus?
Well,
they were,
I think what we were trying to do was have the fat Susan's finance part kind of meshed in with our meetings, so that would coordinate, and we'd have the right information at the right time. Am I correct about that, Susan? All kind of worked on this and coordinated this
to try
the schedule works well with us closing our books and being able produce the schedules to present to you.
So the only real change is the January committee meeting becomes February, because Susan won't be able to have the closeout in time for the January. And so I think that one will work, much like other institutions across the state. We would do committee meetings for an hour and a half, 2 hours, take a break, and then come back. And it's really a consent agenda.
So it goes much more quickly. If there are any individual questions, you can pull it off, but the formal meeting should go really quickly. There won't be presentations, there won't be information items, it'll just roll.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments?
I want to thank Andrew Anderson for looking around the state and seeing what other folks have done, and Regent Bale, I think this also allows us to get together six times instead of seven, so it's not like we've gone down to four meetings and that's it. So.
Somebody say something. It's wrong. Well, shall we?
I think it's fine.
Shall we adopt this then?
I like it. I think, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to say this is a proposition that we can vote on. So do I have a motion?
So moved.
Have a motion, how about a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second that we adopt this proposed 2025 meeting schedule. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? No opposition, the motion carries. Very good. Under other business announcements and that type thing, let me advise the board that we have, President Caboni and I have discussed the president's evaluation and we have gone over it in some detail. We appreciate the input and helpful suggestions that the board members made. They have been discussed at length. It is a very positive evaluation that underscores President Caboni's commitment and dedication and his hard work as far as this university is concerned. The next is just a comment. I saw a piece on the news that Health and Human Services had expanded the trauma center on our South Campus, and they are to be congratulated on this much-needed expansion. The trauma treatment clinic complex is now open, which I think is another star as far as Western is concerned. Just a few, and this certainly does not include all, but these are a few of the 2024 highlights that are provided by the Office of Media Relations. First, WKU's operating fund surpasses its $100 million goal. We all remember how this started and what the original goal was, and then it got changed to the better. In August, President Caboni announced that the Opportunity Fund, established in 2018, has grown to nearly $103 million, creating 267 new endowed scholarships. We released a report noting WKU's economic impact on the region and the state. WKU added $528.4 million to the Bowling Green region in fiscal year 22-23. WKU added $1.6 billion in income to the Kentucky economy, equivalent to supporting 23,996 jobs. Next, we hosted number one international and New York best-selling author, Dr. Lisa Genova, for the second annual President Speaker Series. Dr. Genova spoke to a large crowd in Van Meter about how to preserve our memory. And I know all of you that were there, as I was, certainly enjoyed that presentation. I thought it was just outstanding, and it was outstanding that we could have her here on our campus for such a nice affair. We hosted the award-winning entertainer Flo Rida for a pregame concert on South Lawn. The third annual pregame concert was the largest outdoor concert yet at WKU. Another important item, we dedicated the Garrett Plaza, the oval green space now at the heart of the academic village at the top of the hill, was named after President Paul and Ms. Virginia Garrett and was dedicated in September in front of members of the Garrett family and the greater community. And those of you who have seen it know how beautiful that area is. We cut the ribbon on our College of Human and Health Services Community Health Science Complex. This complex will have several key programs that will play a vital role in advancing community health initiatives and addressing critical issues in health and wellness. WKU's public media had four finalists in the 56th Annual Public Media Awards, Pittsburgh, taking home one national award. Our College of Health and Human Services received nearly $1.6 million in scholarships. These scholarships were awarded through the Council of Post-Secondary Education Healthcare Workforce Investment Fund to support students pursuing nursing and social work degrees. In partnership with Fayette County Schools, we announced Project Evaluate. This pioneering initiative is designed to enhance public participation and address the critical shortage of certified educators in Kentucky. And what a shortage we have, and anything that can be done to help that situation is much desired. WKU was named the best school for veterans. The Military Times named WKU the best school for vets in Kentucky. Third in Appalachia, 27th among public colleges and universities, and 37th nationally, but the best school for vets in Kentucky. Biology faculty member Sharam Banga received two grants from the National Institute of Health. He has now received a total of three NIH grants in the past 2 years. For the 15th consecutive year, we were listed in the Princeton Review Guide to Green Colleges. As I say, these are just a few of the accomplishments of WKU during the Fall 24 highlights. There are many more, but these we felt were worth noting, and that the Office of Media Relations was kind enough to put this together. Do we have any other business come for the board? I remind you of our Christmas dinner, and then of course the college recognition ceremony in the morning. I imagine we'll probably need to be there, what, a little bit after 7?
Yes.
In order to be ready to start at 8 o'clock, correct? I hope all the regents can be there and can participate. Do we have anything else? If not, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. All done.